The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back. Plenty of things to consider here today. And a little reminder, tomorrow, the Freedom Rally downtown Raleigh with Convention of States starting at 11 a.m. That's Halifax Mall right behind the legislature. I'll be the MC. So if you can come down tomorrow here in Raleigh, please do that and come support our right to petition our government, in this case, to try to get to take away some of their power, take away some of their money, and send them home sooner than they want to go home, through a conversation about some amendments to the U.S. Constitution that Congress would never do on its own, which is why Convention of States has started that up 9 years ago, and are seeing a lot of activity across the country. A bunch of states have already passed it, just to have a conversation. So that's tomorrow in North Carolina here in Raleigh, starting at 11 a.m. Okay, Wednesday, June 8th. So make sure you're there for that. And I've got the links up on Facebook. We're going to do a Money Monday on a Tuesday, but we're going to come at it a little bit differently today with our good friend David Fisher, as we're going to be looking at some big picture items that are not showing up really on the front page of anything. So, for example, this was in the Washington Post just yesterday or this morning. World Bank warns global economy may suffer 1970s style stagflation. The global economy may be headed for years of weak growth and rising prices. Years, friends. A toxic combination that will test the stability of dozens of countries still struggling to rebound from the pandemic, the World Bank warned Tuesday. Not since the 1970s, when twin oil shocks sapped growth and lifted prices, giving rise to the malady known as stagflation, has the global economy faced such a challenge. Fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine has aggravated the global slowdown by driving up prices for a range of commodities, yada, yada. This will be the sharpest slump after an initial post-recession rebound that the global economy has suffered in more than 80 years. Quote, the risk from stagflation is considerable, with potentially destabilizing consequences for low and middle income economies, said David Malpass, president of the Multilateral Development Institution based in Washington. There's a severe risk of malnutrition and of deepening hunger and even of famine in some areas. That should sound familiar if you're a student of scripture. Persistent inflation raises the chances that the Federal Reserve and other central banks will sharply increase interest rates to cool off demand. That's happened in the late 1970s. Developing countries as a group owe a record amount to foreign banks. That's not good, but the world's top economies will not escape damage. Get this. Bank economists now expect the United States to grow this year by just 2.5%, down from the 3.7% rate they projected in January. And China, the world's second largest economy, will fall short of the government's annual growth target, expanding by 4.3%. That would be Beijing's worst full-year figure since 1990. Excluding 2020, when the pandemic depressed activity. So there's all kinds of things that are being discussed when it comes to the economy and inflation and the Fed and this, that, and the other thing. But there's some other things going on, I would say, behind the scenes that are big picture, 30,000-foot things that will fall into a biblical worldview one way or the other when you look at what is ahead of us. So we've got digital dollar, not just talking crypto, but here in America, the Fed, we got central bank digital currencies, and then something I've talked about pretty regularly on the show for the last couple of years, the World Economic Forum's Great Reset with Klaus Schwab, who sounds exactly like he's out of a James Bond movie. So a slightly different take today with our good friend David Fisher on a Full Money Monday on a Tuesday, just because of the holiday week last week. But we're getting back on schedule. But David, great to have you on, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. It reminds me of the headlines of the scripture and 7 years of great abundance followed by 7 years of famine. The analogy of the lean cows eating the fat cows. So scripture is riddled with rise and fall of countries, nations, leaders. And, you know, this is just part of the cycle of what God has ordained.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly like what you're referencing. We go back to Egyptian days. We've seen this time and time again. But we know there is another story afoot as we move towards the end of human history on the earth before Jesus comes back. And so today on our Full Money Monday with David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, as always, we're going to kind of look at some big picture, long-term things that have been developing and have been seeing significant movement, David, but really don't make the front page when it comes to the news, and that's a bit of a concern in and of itself, as well as the significance of each one of these things we're going to talk about.
Yeah, definitely ignorance is not bliss, especially when it comes to our money, and especially when the Fed is involved. So if those that follow Scripture, there's a few scriptures that allude to the fact of maybe having a one-world government, one-world currency. Those are the topics we're going to talk about. So how do we get from where we're at if we're going that direction? What are the steps and things that need to be implemented? Those are the things we're going to talk about today. It may sound a little bit conspiracy. It's not, because it is factual, documented data that the Fed emits, and so does the world leaders, and we'll get into that. That's a whole another crazy topic. Yes. A one world government and the World Economic Forum. I think a lot of eyebrows will be raised, and possibly eyeballs might pop a little bit.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And you have to remember, all these things are, and this is the interesting thing about the season that we're in, there's very little that's hidden anymore. I mean, the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum, they are right out there. Websites, meeting in Davos, they're putting their stuff out. They're all over YouTube. I mean, this is not hiding from anybody. It's just that most of us live pretty myopic lives, David, and we're just focused on getting through the here and the now, especially with the inflation and gas prices and all the challenges that we have. But these things are real. So let's start here on this side of the pond, and then we'll kind of get bigger and bigger as we talk about the central bank and then the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. Let's start with the Fed right here, working on their own version. People think cryptocurrency, but tell us about the digital dollar. We'll just set it up, and then we'll hit the break, and then we'll unfold when we come back.
So this actually starts on the other side of the pond, but in China. China is the one that's been playing chess while the United States has been playing checkers on this. We're way behind the curve, but we want to play part of the game, if you will. So the Chinese digital yuan, according to a billionaire who I've quoted many times, who runs a huge hedge fund, his name is Kyle Bass, that's become a household name on your program, he said this just recently about the Chinese digital currency. It is, I think, the single largest threat to the West in the last 50 years.
Yeah, that's a significant statement, especially coming from somebody that's as financially successful as that gentleman. We're talking to David Fisher, just kicking it off. We've got a lot of big picture stuff to talk about. But remember, we have not been given a spirit of fear. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, doing a Full Money Monday today. On a Tuesday, I know what day it is. Relax. Every once in a while, we have to change the schedule based on holidays or what have you, with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is his website, as always, LandmarkGold.com, talking about some big picture issues. And you started, David, again, thanks for being with us today. And we're going to do a little extra time next Monday when you would normally do a Money Monday update, because we're talking about these big picture things. There's all kinds of breaking news. David was on vacation. I was on vacation. So we're going to do two segments next Monday, but today we're doing a full show talking about China way ahead of us on their own digital currency, and then the Fed working on a digital dollar. What's going on with all of that, and why are we moving so quickly towards digital currency at all?
So China's been exploring this idea since 2014, and they launched their test of April last year. And what it is the Chinese in 20 different cities in China, they did the test pilot, and it was highly successful. Everybody was given a digital app on their phone, just like you pay, you know, with Apple Pay on your regular phone. They made it really easy. And it's different, though. This digital system gets around the U.S. dollar, because currently, right now, 87% of global transactions that China settles are settled in dollars. So this is an internal thing that was done to test it out. It was highly successful, and the app on your phone does several things. It tracks you, where you're at, your name, the equivalency of your social security number, any independent identifiers, in other words, your contacts, and where you are located at, and all your purchases. It also has the ability to create what you call an expiration. So you got to spend the money or you lose the money. So they jump-started the economy back in 2021 through this digital app. Currently, there's about 90% of national central banks are in the planning stages of launching what you call central bank digital currency, and the Fed is one of them. There's four digital currencies out there right now, besides three besides China. One is in the Eastern Caribbean. It's been there for 2 years. The sand dollar has been in the Bahamas, and a currency called the Naira in Nigeria, which didn't do very well because of their technology. But the Bank of International Settlements estimates that this is going to be the wave, and that over 100 nations are in the planning stages. Back to us, the Federal Reserve. We're behind this whole curve, but because they only started about 3 years ago, but they're moving at light speed. The Boston, Massachusetts Institute of Technology is in collaboration with the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. They've been working on the test pilots. They've already gone through stage one. Stage one is they figured out the technology where 1.7 million transactions per second can now happen, which is 2.5 times the number of transactions that Visa can handle on their whole network. And the transactions were settled in less than 2 seconds. So this does work. Now they're getting ready to do phase two. And that is the problem, that this digital app takes away your privacy. It does not safeguard Americans' privacy rights while balancing the goal of transparency to determine if there's criminal activity. So phase two is, how do we figure out how to do both and keep the privacy for Americans, because we're an independent, free country, and yet
air quotes.
Air quotes.
I'm air quoting that.
It's a Biden quote there.
Thank you. And
while at the same time get the bad guys who are doing this, stealing money, and still make it operable. So this is the challenge. They have not yet figured it out, and I don't know if they're going to be able to figure it out, because the whole background of the Fed digital dollar, when you look at it, is in another article. It says that they're all encompassing. They would be all, here's the quotes, imagine that the central banks would be a kind of all-powerful financial intelligent unit that can audit or block your account, ensure that money can be spent on certain items, and devalue the currency just by typing. So
yeah, this is because I think at first glance, David, we're talking to David Fisher on a Full Money Monday, landmarkgold.com. At first glance, you said they go, wow, well, the digital currency, that sounds convenient. I can do it on my phone or my Apple Watch or whatever. But with all these steps of convenience in the digital world, that you're talking about control and privacy. And then you go over to something like ESG scores, environmental and governance and social scores. And now they start to control the flow of our currency. And if you don't have good environmental scores and social media scores, and do you believe in the right things, do you celebrate the right pride at the right month, and all that kind of stuff, this starts to give massive control to people who are really behind the scenes.
And this goes hand in hand with what we talked about 3 months ago on your program, Biden's pick for the comp control of the currency. His first pick, Amaya Silvera, who said publicly before she went before Congress, and what her goals were, is to have everybody have a Federal Reserve account where your account would be transferred, your private account would be transferred, your current bank account be transferred to the Federal Reserve, and all your banking would be done through the Federal Reserve. This is the step that this encompasses. This relates to that. This is the platform for that. So whether we had to get there in our lifetime, if I had to say yes or no, I think we will get there. And I don't think it's too far in the distant future because of technology evolving and the intention of control. And that's the thing that's scary. And that's why we have to talk about this is where this movement goes. And this goes dovetails right into the World Economic Forum, too, because that's their goal, too. But the ultimate goal is to have, if we stand back and look at the big picture, is to have a one-world currency, one-world government, one-world control, where we bow to that system, and this is steps along the way. Because if we look back 40 years ago, writing a check was the norm. We didn't know what a debit card was.
Right.
And the last time I wrote a check, when's the last time you wrote a check? I can't remember the last time I wrote a check.
It's rare. Most people don't use them at all.
Yeah. So I think in the future, what's going to become the norm is not using a debit card.
Yeah.
What is going to become the norm is using your phone. It's not normal to you and I in our age bracket right now, at least not for me, but it is very normal in the millennials and the next age group coming up.
Oh, they don't even think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want, give me a $20 bill. It's like, what's this, you know?
I know. Oh, yeah. Everything's on Apple Pay and everything's on the phone and now your Apple Watch and you just scan it across wherever. And nobody's really thinking too much beyond that other than the personal convenience. But there's a lot to unpack here and we're going to do that in the second half of the show because all this stuff's going to fold quite nicely into the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. So I've got some stuff I want to read about that. When we come back on this one, David, so many things to talk about. These are big picture issues going into the future, fitting in with a biblical worldview of the end of human history. It's not crazy. This is actually happening. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, doing a full Money Monday on a Tuesday with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. We've been talking about the digital dollar. The Fed's working on that. Central bank digital currencies are working on it. 100 nations out there planning on it. China's been working on it since 2014. So you get all this digital currency, which gives a lot of control to governments. And then that's why I mentioned we're going to get into the Great Reset in the World Economic Forum. That's why I mentioned ESG scores. So you get into ESG scores. That's environmental, social, and governance. I'm going to bring David. David, I'll bring you up in just a second here. And right now, these are being used for companies, okay? So we're going to look at these companies, and we're going to grade them. We're going to give them a grade. I think the highest score you can get is like, I think it's 100, and there's three different sections, environmental, social, and governance. And the way I want you to think about this is personally, how do you do – because you're going to have an ESG score yourself. China's already doing this. They're tracking your social media thing. How do you spend money? Blah, 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 blah. And they start to see what kind of a person you are. Okay? I'm not a good person for that Chinese perspective. I'm not a good person from a progressive perspective, a liberal perspective, a universalist perspective, the world is a cratering perspective. I'm not a good person. Because my ESG score would be low. Environmental, resource use, emissions, and innovation. Social, the workforce, like looking at a company. How diverse is your workforce? Human rights, do you believe in a woman's right to manage her body the way she wants? Oh, you're pro-life? I'm sorry, that's going to hurt your ESG score. What's your community like? Do you have enough people from the LGBTQIA++ community? Do we look at that? You got too many white people working there. That's going to lower your ESG score. And then governance, management, shareholders, and strategy. Management, you don't have enough LGBTQ++, whatever. Same thing with shareholders. You see? And then it all begins to manipulate people. And then think of this on a personal level. How do you think you would do with an ESG score today as a biblical Christian? How do you think you would do? I'm guessing not so well. All right, so here's the Great Reset. And this is right from the website, right from the World Economic Forum. Now is the time for a great reset. COVID-19 lockdowns may be gradually easing, but anxiety about the world's social and economic prospects is only intensifying. There's a good reason to worry. A sharp economic downturn has already begun, and we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. But while this outcome is likely, it's not unavoidable. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp, get this, all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts, that's like government by the consent of the governed, and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. I'm not reading that from some crazy subreddit form. Okay, that's right from the World Economic Forum Great Reset website. Sounds pretty crazy, but it's true, isn't it, David Fisher?
Yeah, Charles Schwab, or Mr. Schwab, Klaus Schwab, thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. He's the one that started this whole thing. And just a couple of weeks ago, Senator Rand Paul on Fox News said, on a Thursday, said that the World Economic Forum gathering in Davos is remaking that it is not, he's talking and saying, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's an actual organization that is seeking a one, this is a quote, one world government. Rather, it is in their mission statement. And this would be a government, he defines, a world government where you don't get to vote on anything or anybody. So it is something that's been set up in the workings for almost a decade now, and it's the, you know, we talk about the global elite. One usually refers to a small group of wealthy and powerful individuals that, right, you know, are some way, you know, secrecy, and this is just the opposite. They're right out there. They make no bones about what they're going to do. They are pushing hard for the plan. In fact, I'm reading an article that I'd like to go through. I'm not going to list all 10 things that they're wanting to do, but maybe we'll get into 7 of them, and all 7 caused the hair on the back of my neck to go, I don't have much hair there, but it caused me to think twice and go like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah,
and they
now
just came and had their annual conference.
Yeah, so let me, and it's just so you guys don't think, just so you don't think that this is Klaus Schwab, who's obviously a German, and a few people, and they get together. They had 1,500 private jets fly into Davos, Switzerland for this meeting just a couple weeks ago. Now, I'm looking at a full list of all the partners. I'm just gonna go a little bit. I'm just sampling from A and B. I'm not even going to go into the rest of the alphabet. Okay, I just want to throw some of these out there so people can see the enormity and the power behind this Great Reset. And these are all the people that are a part of the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. Okay, I'm just going to throw a few of them out there. I'm starting in A. Okay, that's, I'm just, the AARP. Let's see, who else? Adobe, we know that one. Aegea, you should know that one. You've got Agro America, the AIG, the massive insurance company. Airbus, okay, think of that. You know what Airbus is. Allied Bank, Allied Digital Services. I'm going back over here. Amazon, not exactly a small group of folks, Amazon, Anheuser-Busch, it's all over the map. Who's some APG Asset Management, Apple, I'm just in the A's here, friends. Apple, Astra, AstraZeneca, so now we're into big pharma, and that's just the A's, Axis Bank. All right, let me crack open the B's, and I'll just sample that one right quick, and then let's dive in, David. All right, now I'm looking at B, Bahrain Economic Development Board, okay, Bain & Company, that's the Mormon guy, the senator. Bain & Company. That's Bain Capital. He's in there. That's Mitt Romney, Bain Capital. Let's see. Who else? Banco BTG Pactual, Banco Bradesco, a bunch of banks in here. Bank of America, Bank of China, BASF, Bear. This is all over the map, David. I mean, I'm just in the B's and I'm just sampling. Okay? This is real and this is super powerful.
How about Pfizer, a household name that affects your health? How about Bill Gates and Microsoft, that is the one of the largest computer companies out there that, you know, creates this whole platform, when we get into this, that the technology where they're going to use this to their advantage. The list, I know, I have a copy of the list, Steve. It's like, let's just summarize it this way. If you're a who's who, you're on the list.
Right. Yeah, well, you mentioned Bill. So here we go. I just queued up based on health, okay? AstraZeneca, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, GE, Johnson & Johnson, Nestle, Novartis, Pfizer, Royal Philips. I mean, it's crazy the amount of power here, but I want to work through this list of 7 things you have because I want people to be eyes wide open on this deal.
So number 10, penetrating governments. In other words, Klaus Schwab, the founder, thinks that having a democracy is a fantasy thing and it doesn't really work. He thinks that's the obstacle for full globalization of a world dominance. And so in 2010, he wrote a report titled Global Redesign, which he's proselytizing this whole globalized world managed by self-elected the correlation of multiple corporations, governments, things that you just listed. A lot of American companies are in on this thing, saying, and also the UN is, by the way, let's create the exact opposite of democracy, where governments are no longer, he says, he argues in his statement, that governments are no longer the overwhelmingly dominant actors on the world stage, and that the time has come for now a new stakeholder, a paradigm of international governments. So that's what he says is really important. Number nine, and he comment on any of these, Steve, okay?
Okay.
Mind controlling using sound waves. In 2018, the technology was developed when they used it in the medical field for Alzheimer's. And the WEF, World Economic Forum, is now testing out mind control sound waves, where we'll alter what you believe, alter what you think, and alter what you will do.
All for your own good, by the way. This is their whole thing. Yeah, this is
exactly. The
elitist mindset that they've got the answer. All of us little plebeians, so when we're trying to deal with democracy or we're going to have a freedom rally tomorrow. No, because this is the progressive mindset, is that it's all about education and smart people. And smart people can solve all the world's problems. We don't need to worry about morality. We don't need to worry about your little gods, big G, little G, whatever. It's just the wisest, smartest, most experienced people on the planet can solve all the problems. And all of us just need to follow along. You'll own nothing, control nothing, and be happy about it. That's the Great Reset.
Yes, you're exactly right. We'll get to number one. You will own nothing, and you'll be happy. So that was developed in a paper in 2016 by a member of parliament in Denmark and said, quote, "Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy, and life has never been better." That's the quote.
Wow.
The World Economic Forum loved the quote. They tweeted about it. In fact, they created a video and propagated it on YouTube, and it has it on their own website. It says, quote, "I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any clothes or appliances, and I'm happy."
And I'm happy. Can you hear the hiss of the snake? David, I'm going to put you on hold. Talking about the Great Reset, courtesy of the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Jesus came to give you life abundantly. They want to take it all from you. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about a Money Monday on a Tuesday, but some really big, big, big items out here as we're talking about digital currency, the digital dollar, the digital currency in China. And we're talking to David Fisher, of course, from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. 100 nations planning on it, digital currency, which gives them more control. It all sounds wacky, doesn't it? Except it isn't. All these things are happening. You can go check this out for yourself, which then gets us to the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset, run by basically a bond bad guy, Charles Schwab, who's just crazy. Klaus Schwab, sorry. And I'm just on their partners thing. So you're worried about, we talk about, ooh, socialism, ooh, the rise of Marxism. Those are ants. Those are ants biting at your toes, okay? Elitism, corporatism, we're talking about the most powerful people, the most powerful organizations, the most powerful companies, and then easily they start to sway even the most powerful countries out there. So I'm looking at some of these World Economic Forum partners, and I'm just in the one that's looking at information technology. And these are the companies that are involved: Accenture, Amazon, Cisco, Dell Technologies, Google, Hewlett-Packard, Hitachi, Weiwei Technologies, which is out of China, IBM, Intel, Infosys, MasterCard, Meta, which is Facebook, Microsoft. These are Verizon, Visa. These are massive companies coming together with the most influential and powerful people on the planet, like Bill Gates. And it's just, I know it sounds crazy, but it isn't. And you can go look at it all for yourself. Just look at the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, and you'll find it right there. And eyes wide open, it's out in plain sight. They're not hiding it from anybody, which is amazing. But it also reminds me just of a biblical worldview, and we need to understand what God has already told us about where this world is going. Did he not, David Fisher?
Absolutely. And so that's why we're matching up where he's telling us is going, and now we're seeing the coloring of the drawing being put to canvas, where we can see this is actually making a simple picture where you know what's going to happen,
yeah,
because the Bible talked about it. So the World Economic Forum is a powerful force. You know, I didn't get the chance to say all 10, but here's just a couple more. How about pills that contain a microchip? CEO of Pfizer in 2018 says they already got it developed. How about we talk about recalibrating your freedom of speech, taking away your freedom to talk openly. How about having your cell phone put in your body by 2030? I have a device in my body, electronic device, that saved my life, plus the God doing a huge miracle because of the saints that hear my voice. Amen. Prayed. I can tell you, I don't want to go have another electronic device in my body. I went through this already before. That doesn't track me. It doesn't dictate my life, and it doesn't tell me what thoughts I need to believe or think or act or how I should live, but that's where this is going. So I would encourage all believers that are hearing my voice from experience. First of all, you don't want to go through that type of operation. Second of all, you don't want to be controlled in that way, because we don't have a spirit of slavery. We have a spirit of freedom, and that is being come a slave to the world. I don't want to say this is the mark of the beast or get way out there, but this is the direction. That type of road is where this is all leading to. And, you know, I have another article that's an update, not from a gold company, not from anybody that has anything to do with precious metals, but an analyst, a financial analyst. His name is Avi Gilbert. He wrote an article June 3rd titled, "Is Your Bank Safe? There Will Be No More Bank Bailouts," and he talks about what a bail-in is, how your money is not safe, how you can get your money safe. He doesn't advocate gold. There's other ways, too, he said. But there is news out there that everything I've been talking about, the big picture, other people are now writing about it. We don't have a spirit of alarmment, but we have a spirit of peace. But it doesn't mean that we should not be engaged. And where gold and silver take a role in this is it puts a portion of your money outside the system that can be controlled, devalued. It's not a cryptocurrency. It's not a digital currency. It can't be controlled by the World Economic Forum. You're outside the system, and it happens to be something that's been around for 6,000 years and is the biblical money. Not that you're going to use gold and silver as money.
Right.
It's a hedge against all this, and it's a private asset, so it will save you from inflation, devaluation, control, bank bail-in. It does a lot of things that paper assets don't and can't do, and that's why we talk about having a portion to seven or a portion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you.
Yep, and there's and by the way, there's and somebody on Facebook Live is just saying this. With the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, they have a group called the Young Global Leaders. Elon Musk was a part of that before, and Trump a few years ago actually spoke at Davos. They didn't like what he had to say very much, but we're also walking through this article, which I just shared on Facebook Live on the live feed today. The top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum. Let me show you an example. This is number 4, David. That should particularly get the attention of Americans, because these guys are all about what they call recalibrating freedom of speech. Here's a direct quote from one of these people involved with the World Economic Forum. This was the Australian Julie Inman Grant, who said the following. "We are finding ourselves, Commissioner, we are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be," which is funny. "So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online. You know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to be free from online violence." So freedom of speech gets to be a problem for these people, because they don't, and they're talking about, oh, we can't be so binary. Are you kidding me? They're beyond binary. They're just one. They have one view, one perspective, one idea, and everybody else that comes against that, that's why free speech is a problem. This is crazy.
the article in the conclusion, Steve, on the last page there, I think is really good to talk about just for the last few moments that we have. It says, upon receiving the list, two common themes become obvious. The first theme is penetration. The World Economic Forum wants to penetrate governments using global leaders. It also wants to penetrate our bodies through pills, microchips, and vaccines. It also wants to penetrate our minds using sound waves, censorship, and propaganda. And the other theme is control. They want to control what we think, where we go, what we say, what we eat, and what we wear. And I would add to that, and what we believe and what we own rather than what we don't own.
Yeah, and they reference right there in the conclusion, we're reading from this article that was on ZeroHedge.com. Do you know who agrees with the World Economic Forum? China. Censorship is widespread. A societal credit system controls people's behaviors, and COVID is still used as an excuse for massive lockdowns, which, by the way, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, loves lockdowns and total population control, not to mention the literal concentration camps. Despite all of this, Chinese officials are constantly present at World Economic Forum meetings. Why? Because China is basically a laboratory for the World Economic Forum's policies. I mean, this is real. This is happening. And they just want to control everything. This is ultimately spiritual, of course, because God, Jesus came to make us free. Satan just wants us enslaved. And the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset is exactly that. I mean, that's pretty obvious to me.
That's why China was the leader, since they're infiltrated into this World Economic Forum as one of the major countries. That's why they started, in my opinion, the digital yuan before the rest of the world. And that's why they're light years ahead. And that's where we're going to see the rest of the world catch up. And eventually, I think we're going to have a one-world digital system. And that might not be too far from being at the center of the World Economic Forum, because that is ultimate control, which is what they want.
Yeah, it's really amazing, which is why we have to, again, this is the strange tension we live in as Christians. We know that this is not our ultimate home. We know that we have a new heaven and a new earth to look forward to when Jesus comes back and rights all the wrongs and settles every account. We know all that, but we do live in the here and the now, David, and we need to be good stewards of what we have. We need to let other people know, because we're going to see people being controlled, which is Satan's way to move them away from the gospel. Everything about this is all spiritual. And don't think that we're just talking money here and finance. We're talking spiritual.
Yeah, it's stewardship. You have to be a good steward of what you allow to come into your mind and control the bad stuff and get it out, hold every thought captive. You have to be in control of your body, stewardship of your temple where the Holy Spirit resides, and not put things in your body that might harm you or cause short-term or long-term effects. And I'm not alluding to just vaccines and putting me in that box. I'm saying phones, cell phones. I'm looking at the big picture, sound waves. How do we get away from all that? And you have to be a good steward of the funds that the Lord has entrusted you. Don't have all your money in one asset class, and that includes gold. Don't put all your money in gold. Don't put all your money in stocks. Don't put all your money in real estate. And don't put all your money in the bank, but have some money in all those areas. And that's called diversification.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that and unpack that a lot more next Monday. Again, normally we would do a Money Monday update, just the last segment of the show next Monday, but we're actually going to do the second half of the show. We'll do the whole second half of the show. I'm back to kind of the issues, that how this stuff is playing and where we're at right now with the usual topics that we talk about, what the Fed is doing, what's going on with inflation and the prices of food and gas and all of that. But we need to keep our eye on what's happening in the bigger picture, which is all – I mean, I said this to David Jeremiah's folks several years ago. He wrote a great book. Gosh, this is probably 10 years ago. About 10 things that kind of show you where we're going right now at the kind of the end of human history. And I said to him at one point in an interview, I said, you know what, Dr. Jeremiah? It's all lining up nicely, isn't it? And he kind of laughed. He goes, yeah, I hadn't really looked at it that way, but that's exactly what's happening. And that's why we should take a certain amount of comfort in it. God's word is true. And you can put bank your life on it, and you can build your house on it. David, for people to get more information, just to connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
Give us a call, 844-604-2575. I'll say it again, 844-604-2575, or landmarkgold.com.
All right, my friend, God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Sounds good, my brother.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you. And again, tomorrow, 11 a.m. downtown, the Freedom Rally with our friends at Convention of States. I'll be there, too, emceeing the event. 11 a.m., Halifax Mall, behind the legislature. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.